I think I've just learned a lot about the essential ways, the profound ways in which Leonard Bernstein changed American music as he found it and, you know, laid the ground for people like me to walk upon, all the ways in which friendship and collaboration and almost like family, you know, the family of American musicians have kind of come together to make this sort of a tribute possible.
And now many, many of the works are anniversaries. I would love to hear in your own words, how would you, what this form is, what is the anniversary?
You know, I think that they were presents. They started out as presents. He would write a little musical sketch for a friend or family member to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary. Over the span of many years, he wrote many of these for the people who were really close, the closest to him, his family members, his kids, his wife, his colleagues, his close musical friends like Aaron Copland and Lucas Foss, Stephen Sondheim, and students, teachers, other collaborators. They really, as a group, they absolutely paint a portrait of his personal life, his family life. It's a really beautiful opportunity to kind of visit with the private man, you know, behind the public legend.
And then you've asked for composers to write anniversaries and romances, etc., for Leonard Bernstein as responses. And I'm wondering maybe what you were expected when you were putting this pitch out to composers and what maybe surprised you with what you got back.
Well, you know, I felt like this was an important moment to kind of pull together generations and different kinds of American artists who have different perspectives on this legacy. So I started, you know, close to home with people who had known him during his lifetime, who'd worked closely with him, like Ned Roram, who's, I think, 94 now, and Stephen Sondheim, who, of course, you know, was a close collaborator, and then sort of branched out to people who had been his students or had been mentored by him, people like John Corigliano, Darren Hagen. And then I just wanted to reflect on the world of American music, who is writing it, what it sounds like, and, you know, all the ways in which that's directly connected to the Bernstein legacy. So there are people who wrote music for this project who never met Bernstein in person, but who owe a tremendous amount of their inspiration and their musical ideas and creativity to, you know, the work he did and the changes that he made.
And now let's go back to maybe your earliest experiences with the music of Leonard Bernstein. Can you remember maybe some of the earliest moments you shared with his music and what that was like?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I remember being very little, and my music theory teacher in my classes at the San Francisco Conservatory used the opening interval from Somewhere to demonstrate, which is a common technique in teaching music theory. But I just, you know, remember hearing that opening line and being captivated, as thousands of listeners have been. Grew up watching the movie, watching West Side Story. I know the whole thing by heart. Sometime when we have more time, I can perform it for you. And then, you know, as I've developed as an artist, as an American artist, just realizing all the ways in which he kind of points the way for me as an artist, as a scholar, as a communicator, as somebody who was really passionately committed to the idea of democracy through American art and culture, and to the ideal of sharing this music as widely as it can be shared, you know, making sure that it belongs to everyone, not just a select few, you know, taking the music outside of the concert hall, whether you're doing that over the television as he did, or, you know, new media the way we can do it now, but just remembering to create those connections.
There's something from the liner notes in which you talked about that resonate with me. I'm calling you from Fayetteville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. and I've also lived in New York City, but, you know, there's lots, you talk about there's many different Americans, and you've learned that your music is a bridge to unexpected friendships with people who come from very different versions of America than my own, and I would love for you to expand on that thought.
I mean, I think that the reason that I'm more and more passionate about exploring and performing and recording American music is that I feel that it really does create these unexpected bridges. You know, we're living in a time when there's so much division and there's so much disconnect. And I think people feel very isolated from each other and very confused about where our common ground is anymore. my experience is that we can still find that through American music. There, you know, there can be a song that can resonate with two different people in very different ways, you know, but equally meaningfully, and can kind of bring this common understanding of a shared history, a shared narrative. And that's been really important to me as an artist. I think it's something that I can, that can be useful in my work, you know, both with traditional audiences in the concert hall, over the radio, over, you know, my recordings, and with young people, especially when I'm going out into schools and, you know, trying to illuminate, I think, the commonplaces that we come from, no matter how different our backgrounds are.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on a beautiful album.
Thank you so much.